Well, major oil and gas explorers are gathered today in Adelaide for the industry's annual conference. On the agenda, of course, is the controversial possibility of oil drilling in the Great Australian Bight. The issue had died down after British Petroleum pulled out of their exploration lease. But the federal government has now reissued two exploration permits, abandoned by oil giant BP last year, to Norwegian company Statoil. This latest decision has alarmed environmentalists and community groups who protested outside the Adelaide Convention Centre yesterday. Peter Owen is the South Australian Director for the Wilderness Society. He told The Wire's Oliver Brown why drilling in the Bight is such a dangerous idea.
The Great Australian Bight is a very remote part of the world. It's extremely rough and it's extremely deep. If you think back to the Gulf of Mexico disaster in 2010, where much of that area was wiped out by an oil spill, that was in a fairly sheltered bay in the middle of one of the most industrialised places on the planet, with all of the infrastructure you can possibly imagine to shut that blowout down. And it still took the best part of 3 months to do it. There's nothing in the Great Australian Bight. It couldn't be a riskier proposition. But also, it couldn't be a more inappropriate place to be pushing to expand the fossil fuel industry. This is a pristine marine wilderness area, home to one of the most significant whale nurseries on the planet, and it also couldn't be a more inappropriate time in history to be pushing to expand the fossil fuel industry, because we know that if we're going to have any chance of providing our children with a livable climate into the future, we need to be transitioning rapidly out of the fossil fuel industry, not pushing to expand it.
For now, the Norwegian oil company Statoil, they've only received exploration permit from the federal government, but could even simple exploration into the Bight cause any damage?
Well, exploration is an interesting term because it was exploration drilling when it all went wrong in the Gulf of Mexico. Exploration is a very dangerous process. You know, they're sinking wells down into an oil deposit where they don't know the pressures. Bang! This is when it all goes wrong. So exploration is of serious concern. There shouldn't be exploration oil drilling happening in the Great Australian Bight at all.
Many local councils in South Australia, of course, have protested the plans by Statoil and the federal government, including Kangaroo Island Mayor Peter Clements, who the Wilderness Society have helped to fly to Norway to attend their company's national meeting to try and protest this. So why did you guys make this decision?
We've been working as part of the Southern Australian community, raising awareness of this issue now for years. Peter Clements is the mayor of Kangaroo Island. Kangaroo Island is one of Australia's tourism icons. He's very concerned, as is the community there, around the impacts of an oil disaster in the Bight. So he's been one of the leaders of the campaign for a long time now. And so Peter's essentially taking the message of the communities right across southern Australia, the seven councils that have now passed resolutions. Now, that's unprecedented in this country. We've never before seen seven local councils pass resolutions opposing an issue. The traditional owners, the fishing industry, the tourism industry, people that have a connection with our coastal environment across southern Australia. Peter Clements is representing a massive section of the community here in expressing their concern directly to the board that there is no support for what they're proposing to do. There is no social license. What they're proposing is high risk. The community does not agree with it, and he will be asking for them to follow both BP and now Chevron's lead and drop their plans for risky drilling in the Great Australian Bight.
The reason why the federal government has even given permission for Statoil to explore the Bight seems to be due to dangerously low oil supplies. What are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, this is not the Australian government doing the drilling. This is a private corporation. So, you know, that private corporation is going to sell that oil wherever it gets maximum profit for its resource. So there's no guarantee any of this would come to Australia anyway. But on top of that, the world is awash with oil. There is so much oil in the world currently on the oil market that we know that more than 50% of the oil reserves already shored up on the books of the oil majors. So they've already done the exploration drilling, they've worked out what's there and they cap it off and then they put it in the bank and they come back to it at a later date when they need it. More than 50% of that oil that's already on the books of these companies can't be burnt if we're going to have any chance of staying below a 2-degree global warming limit. So the obvious question is, what on earth are they doing looking for more when the process of doing that is putting the Great Australian Bight at risk, the communities right across southern Australia at risk, and of course the climate, because we're pushing to further expand this crazy industry, when we know we need to transition out of it rapidly. And you know, the future is not petrol-driven cars. We need to be moving in a direction that is the future, not trying to trap not only our country but much of the rest of the world in the past. Don't get me wrong, fossil fuels have been quite amazing in what they've been able to provide the people of the world now for, you know, quite some time. But now we also have the information and we know that we can't keep using these fuels because they are causing irreversible and, you know, potentially catastrophic damage to our climate. As far as I'm concerned, this is pretty irresponsible behaviour. And we're calling on Statoil and now Equinor as a responsible global citizen to actually act responsibly, to withdraw from the Great Australian Bight, to recognise that this is high risk, recognise this is an inappropriate place to be drilling because this is a pristine marine environment, recognise this is in an inappropriate time in history to be trying to push to expand the fossil fuel industry. That's not an option that we have if we're going to have a livable climate in the future, and to rapidly expand their business into renewables.
That's Peter Owen. He's the director of the South Australian branch of the Wilderness Society, speaking to The Wire's Oliver Brown. And we did try to contact Statoil's representative at the conference happening in Adelaide at the moment, but they didn't return our calls. Indigenous voices are also being heard in the fight to stop drilling in the Bight. Oliver Brown also spoke to Sue Coleman-Hazeldine, an elder for the Gugutu tribe based in Ceduna, and she was at the demonstration on Tuesday.
Well, the Indigenous people have been living, you know, off the ocean forever. Like, my old people would come from the bush during the summertime. Wintertime, they'd go back out into the bush. Summertime, they'd come down to the ocean where it's cooler, and, you know, there's so much food around for them to eat, and there's fresh water soaks in the sand dunes, and, you know, it was all part of a beautiful, healthy system of living, and, you know, you teach your children survival with it, and if we just get threatened with anything, we get scared, because that'll be all gone. If there's a spill out in the Bight, it will just take away so much from us, our food, our survival, our teachings.
It has been said that if the decision for Statoil to start drilling along the Great Australian Bight, that jobs have been promised to Australian citizens, which is, of course, a very important thing in our economy. But despite this, are people still united in standing against Statoil or banding together in this issue?
Oh, yes. People are united in the fact that they know that we can't risk the Great Australian Bight. I mean, there's nothing between us and Antarctica, right? So all we've got is wild and woolly waves and weather out there. So it's really not an ideal place for any oil rigs anyway. But the prospect of damage being done to the whole of South Australia is just too great. And there's that many people that are not willing to risk the tourism, the fishing, you know, fishermen's livelihoods and oyster farming. And there's just too much at risk for a big oil company to come in and threaten it. The Bight is too precious to risk.
That's Gugutu Elder Sue Coleman-Hazeldine talking about the fight to save the Bight. And there's a bit of action happening in South Australia on the weekend over there. You can find details on our website.